Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So can chelation therapy prevent heart attacks? That's the question I want to ask to begin our segment today. Well, according to the latest study called TACT, or the Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy, it sure can. And this data, and this is where it gets impressive, was presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions for 2012. Let me tell you why that's important. You don't get to, you know, talk about your data, your research at these types of scientific sessions unless it is really rigorous, good research. So that's an important point to remember. So let's take a look at what I want to do first is I want to talk about what chelation therapy actually is, how it benefits our cardiovascular system, go into the study itself, and then I want to give you, to end our segment here, a little bit about what I think are the prevention nutrients when it comes to heart attack. So let's talk about chelation therapy. What exactly is it, and why were they so interested in it at the scientific sessions? Well, the first thing to understand is we are bombarded today with what we call oxidizing compounds. And these are compounds that can come from our environment, even come from our own bodies, that create oxidative stress. Things like heavy metals, toxins, pesticides. You know, unfortunately, things you just can't get away from in this day and age. It's kind of a toxic soup out there. And this type of stress, this oxidative stress, is really coming from a very specific type of molecule called a free radical. And these are highly reactive oxygen molecules. And they love to bind to cells and tissues and cell membranes, they get inside the cells, they can bind to the nucleus, they do all kinds of damage. And as a matter of fact, oxidative stress from these free radicals is really one of the leading theories of aging. And the relationship's real simple. The more free radicals, the higher the oxidative stress. So what is chelation therapy? Well, it is a therapy that removes these oxidizing compounds from your body, and it reduces oxidative stress. So that's a good thing. But how does this translate into the heart, and why are we so interested in this study? Well, oxidative stress itself can damage any part of your body, but it is very, very damaging to the cardiovascular system. And when you think of an artery in your body, there is a very thin lining of cells called the endothelial cell. They line the inside of the arteries. And if your endothelial cells are healthy, your artery, your arterial system is healthy. If they're damaged, then you have problems. And it turns out that those cells lining the inside of the artery are very susceptible to oxidative damage. And when that happens, when those free radicals from the metals, the pesticides, those oxidizing agents, when they get in there and they attack the endothelial lining, that's going to cause intravascular inflammation, arterial plaque development, progression, and eventually that plaque coming from that damaged endothelial cell could actually rupture, causing the acute heart attack. So that's why we're interested in anything that reduces oxidative stress, especially something as powerful as chelation therapy. So by reducing oxidative stress, by getting rid of those free radicals, chelation therapy can protect the endothelial cell and lower the risk of having a heart attack. At least that's the theory. This, by the way, has been debated since about the 1950s. Yet most conventional doctors have kind of stayed away from chelation therapy, not really believing the benefits. And it stayed around really for the past few decades because of the alternative side, the naturopathic doctors, chiropractors who do practice it. Now, you have a few medical doctors like myself that do believe in it, but it really hasn't caught on with conventional cardiologists, at least, because of what they claim to be a lack of evidence. Well, that's where this impressive study comes into play now, because that's just not an excuse anymore. We have good clinical research evidence of the benefit of chelation therapy. So again, this study was called TACT, Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy. Now, it has all of the right big words that you want to hear for a clinical study. Multi-center, meaning it was just simply studied at different centers throughout the United States. Randomized. double blind, placebo control. Those are all the key words you want to hear. And it had 1,700 subjects. That's a good size study as well. Often in this industry, we are told we don't have big enough studies. That's one of the reasons my colleagues on the medical doctor side don't believe some of the research I send them every day about the supplements that we use and the benefit. They don't believe it because it was only studied in maybe 30 people, but not tacked. 1,700 people. So this is all the right keywords, the right number. These were mostly white males, and that's what you're going to see in cardiovascular studies. 50% were obese, 32% were diabetics, and I'm going to come back to that because that's an important point in this study. But all of them, all 1,700 subjects had at least one heart attack in the recent past. So here's what they did. They took this group. Half of them went on an IV solution of 3 grams of a very common chelator called EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. They combined it with some B vitamins and some and vitamin C. That's very common to do that with chelation therapy. And then half went on placebo, and they followed them for 55 months. So again, I want to impress upon you the importance of some of this stuff I'm talking about. It has all the right keywords, right? Randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled. Has a large number of subjects, 1,700, right? It has people who have disease. They've had a heart attack. And they were followed for 55 months. That's a good long study. So this is something we really want to pay attention to. And the question that the researchers were basically asking was this: will IV chelation decrease the risk of having a second heart attack? That's the question they were looking at. That was the primary endpoint. What happens to these subjects who have already had one heart attack? Does chelation prevent that second one? That's a great question, and that's something that a lot of the drugs, the statins, the beta blockers, all of those things are trying to do. So this is a great question that we're addressing in this study. Here's what they found. Very impressive results. Chelation therapy, those taking the EDTA, had fewer cardiovascular events, meaning the second heart attack, than the placebo group. Pretty simple. It was 25% events versus 30%. Now, it's a small difference between the two groups, but it is significant statistically speaking, and that's important. What I really liked about this was that diabetics did better in this study than the general person. So somebody who had diabetes in the TACT trial had even fewer events. That really is impressive. I'm not sure why that's happening, but boy, we really need to study that. We need to do a chelation therapy trial simply in diabetics. I mean, that's powerful. So with this information, you would think at this point that conventional doctors would start using chelation therapy, right? Well, they're not. Probably not right away, at least. Dr. Tony Lamas, who's the lead investigator, he actually said, this is a direct quote, as a matter of fact, and he's a traditional medical doctor. He said, a definitive answer on chelation therapy will take much additional research. Dr. Tony, I agree with you. You know why? Because we always want more research, but that should not stop conventional cardiologists from acting on this study. When you look at the TAC trial and the benefits of chelation therapy to preventing a second heart attack, and you put it together with past successes of some of the other trials, this is an absolute goal, and conventional cardiologists really need to be considering about adding chelation therapy to their patient population. Here's what you do if you've had a heart attack. I really think you need to go ahead and start chelation therapy. You can do it through an IV, about 3 grams, usually about 10 to 20 treatments over several weeks. Or there's even an oral preparation, about 500 milligrams a day, but that hasn't been studied as much. Other things you might go ahead to help prevent heart attacks would be pomegranate, superoxide dismutase, a couple grams of vitamin C every day, and then the amino acids proline, taurine, and carnitine. So that is a great study for chelation therapy. I really think you need to talk to your doctor about this if you've had a heart attack. This is Healthy Talk Radio. On Radio MD, I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.